Yeah, well, the incident broke out just after the final whistle. Seamus McGonigal, the referee, had indicated the game was over. The play had actually ended up with Glenn Swilly on the attack in the Niamh Connell portion of the field, close to the sideline, on the offside of the field from the clubhouse where I was. And as the final whistle, seconds after the final whistle, I just caught with the corner of my eye an incident between two play people, a player from Niamh Connell, and I think it was a mentor from Glenn Swilly, in the centre of the field. And that just seemed to be the spark. Now, funny enough, not everybody raced to that position. In actual fact, the most of the players were in the Niamh Connell half of the field between, say, the 45-metre line and the 20-metre line. And just all hell broke loose is, I suppose, the best way to describe it. There was fists flying, there was boots flying, there was people lying on the ground. And generally, when it did settle after a while, a second disturbance broke out just a number of yards away. But it was a pretty nasty incident. And there was practically, literally everybody of all the playing members from both teams and indeed from the sideline and subs as well were involved in it at some stage.
And the county board will be now expected to investigate this incident?
Yes, I would have feel that possibly as soon as referee Seamus McGonigal has forwarded his report to the county board, that they will certainly look into it. It's an unsavoury incident.